The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I became the pastor of Immaculate Conception Church, I spent 3 months as a Carmelite wondering if God was calling me to that vocation, to be a Carmelite monk. Even though I decided not to become a Carmelite, I learned a lot about the spiritual life. For instance, I learned that there's an inverse proportion between the spiritual world and the material world. That is, the less material stuff you have, the more spiritual stuff you have. Or you might say, less is more in the spiritual life. Saint Teresa of Avila, the 18th century Carmelite mystic and reformer, encouraged her nuns to practice poverty. She wrote in her classic work, The Way of Perfection, these telling words: "If the house of 13 poor Carmelite nuns collapses, it should not make any noise." In other words, their convent should be so simple and uncluttered that it should collapse in perfect silence. But while these poor nuns have nothing materially, spiritually speaking, they are so rich they make Bill Gates look like a poor orphan child. You see, the smaller your carbon footprint, the larger your spiritual footprint. Even though their name, Discalced Carmelites, means walking around without even sandals, Carmelites wear very big spiritual shoes. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea preaches practicing poverty too. He writes, "We shall say no more, 'Our God,' to the work of our hands. For in you, the orphan finds compassion." In other words, the people should not put their trust in material things, the work of their hands, but rather be like an orphan who has nothing but finds compassion in God alone. Hosea wants people to catch this inverse proportion. The less you have materially, the more you have spiritually. Try to walk a mile or two in Carmelite shoes. Let me give you a few examples of how to practice this inverse proportion. A few weeks ago, I received a check from our parishioners for $32,000 to buy a new car. But do you know what my first thought was when I saw that check? I asked myself, how many students can I put through Catholic schools with this money? Now, my second thought was, this is enough for a down payment on a BMW. In the past, parents sent their children to Catholic schools, making themselves materially poor so that their children could be spiritually rich. One family in our parish told me that they have left a significant portion in their inheritance for this church. Do we spend our money on church and charity or on more material things? Be a little less critical of our foreign priests with thick accents. Ask yourself this question: why is there a priest shortage in America and in Europe, but not in India and Africa and Vietnam? That's the inverse proportion. Material lack often leads to spiritual abundance. Saint Teresa taught, if the house of 13 poor Carmelite nuns collapses, it should make no noise. In the spiritual world, such a collapse would sound like an atomic explosion. Boom! Praised be Jesus Christ.